Because of the situation around the country, specifically with COVID-19, a lot of things are up in the air. People are making decisions based on emotion rather than facts or business sense. We're going to talk about that a little bit with Bridget Finke, our resident attorney with Valley Crossing Law over in the Baldwin area. And Bridget, I've talked to a lot of people that are seeing interest rates now that are, you know, the Fed's not raising interest rates, so they're refinancing, jumping into that, and that's kind of backed the system up a little bit, hasn't it?
It has been a challenging year for, I think, many professionals, both in everyone with their alternate work schedules and working somewhat from home, and then just this strain on the system of all the refinancing with the rates dropping, that it is taking a long time to get responses from appraisers and accountants and even sometimes bank folks. So it has been a particularly challenging summer.
As we look at that then, with that as kind of our blueprint to start with, if we're thinking about doing some things that we need to have done by the end of the year for tax purposes or whatever, better get at it.
I would say, I mean, every year I'm banging the drum of get started early, you know, because your lawyers and accountants and bank folks would like to celebrate Christmas too and not be straining at the end of the year to get things done. But this year in particular, I think if you're intending on doing any, you know, large transitions, you're going to gift a portion of equity in the farm to a child, or maybe you're farming as a sole proprietor and you want to get the next generation involved and you're going to start an LLC, or any of these things where it makes sense to kind of be clean on the calendar year, man, don't wait until November. Really get started now, because, you know, we're sometimes waiting, you know, more than a month, more than 2 months to get valuations on things. And so I just really wouldn't count on being able to squeak anything in at the end of the year this year. Just really urge folks, get started early.
And as an attorney, of course, you've got the final say, so to speak, on putting the legalese into some of these plans so it's correct and it's legal with the law. And so you know firsthand that some of these people are really backed up, and you can't proceed unless these folks get their work done. And so we got to give them some lead time.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone is feeling the strain, but almost every kind of transition, we're going to need some sort of valuation. If you're giving a gift, we need to know that value. Your spouse passed away, and we want to document the step-up in basis. We're going to need that value. We're contributing assets into a new entity. We need that value. And so it really it ties our hands if we're not able to get those numbers. Really makes it difficult to be able to tie up all those loose ends. You know, we need that value to record any documents at the Register of Deeds. So that valuation piece is always a big part of the puzzle, and sometimes even rewinding a step of thinking about, how is this going to be structured? What's the percentage ownership going to be? If it's two folks going into a business entity together and they each have some assets, maybe they both have some cattle, they both have some equipment, we need to know what those values are coming into that entity, to know what the ownership percentage is, and are we going to need to buy or gift to get to our target percentage? And so that piece of it is so integral to these planning steps, and if we really can't complete those things until we have all the pieces.
Bridget Finke with us again. Bridget, our resident attorney with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And refinancing, as we mentioned right off the top, Bridget, is something that a lot of folks are doing, and obviously, hopefully, for a positive outcome. But there are implications to refinancing, how you handle it, what you're refinancing, and what the terms are, aren't there?
There really are. And so, you know, I understand understand when you're having a hard time figuring out what bills you can pay each month, that the idea of being able to restructure your debt and cut down on your payments and give yourself some breathing room can sound really attractive. The two problems that I see with that is that, number one, by spacing it out, by sometimes we save on the interest just by the interest rate dropping, we're going to save overall. But what often ends up happening as well is we stretch out the payments. And so while it helps on the cash flow, it ultimately means that that debt is going to take a lot longer to pay down. And if you have a retirement or a transition in the future, now our numbers are going to look different because that farm has more debt attached with it. The other thing that I see a lot is that the debt gets refinanced and put on the real estate. And look, that is great in the sense that you typically can lock in that lower rate for a longer period of time. And so that can, you know, again, really help on the cash flow end of things. But it can sometimes then take away a planning opportunity that we often use, which is that the generation transitioning out hangs on to the land as an asset and leases it to the operating entity while turning over the operating entity, the cash flow generator, to that next generation. Well, if our lease payments are only covering the debt, that means that then there's no retirement income cash flow coming to that retiring generation in the way we had originally planned. So I think anytime you're doing a big restructure, just take a beat, check in with your professionals. Is this going to implicate your transition plan? Is this going to create any issues in that way? In the same way I say that if we're planning a transition and you buy that new piece of equipment, think twice before you take your bonus depreciation and depreciate it totally out. You may really want that basis to use in your transition plan. So, you know, sometimes things that feel like, you know, just day-to-day business decisions are really impacting your transition plan. If you can take the beat to step back and really look at the big picture.
And Bridget, I think you're alluding to a little bit, but we always think of refinancing. We're thinking of real estate, being at the land or buildings. But are there some other alternatives as far as refinancing that we can work with other than the real estate?
Oh, even sometimes operating loans can be looked at. You know, most often it's real estate is the one where you get the best bang for the buck, but certainly there can be ongoing loans that also potentially could be revisited depending on your circumstances.
But the bottom line is, if you want to refinance, restructure some things, and get it done by the end of the year, do it now, because, you know, there aren't people that are going to get your business and go out and do your job right now. You got to get in line.
Absolutely, and that's kind of been the theme of 2020, hasn't it? I mean, with all of the, you know, COVID relief programs and now with taking advantage of refinancing, you really just can't sit back and wait for that to come to you. You really do need to initiate that process.
And if they want to initiate that process and get it done before the end of the year and need your legal expertise, Bridget, how do they get a hold of you over at Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area?
They can give us a call at 715-688-4045. Or learn more at WisconsinFarmLaw.com.
It's just that simple. So if you've got plans, they need to do something before the end of the year. Things are backed up as far as all the appraisers and people that do that kind of work. So start right now and get it done. Bridget Finke with us once again, Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. I'm Bob Bosold.